Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's, let's see, what is it? February 17th, 2014. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to more than likely have Monday through Thursdays. Some Mondays we won't be here. Fridays we now have that set aside for a Bible study here in the office. So we'll be on Mondays through Thursdays at 11 o'clock, 15 to 30 minutes right in there. And I know that we have most of you people that listen. We know there's a bunch of you because we've had, you know, almost 40,000 listens in a couple of years. So, you know, 20 a day. Want you to know that you guys usually listen probably after work or whatever at a different time. Those who do listen live, if you're tuning in for a live situation, we're going to be coming on at 11 and, like I said, 15 to 30 minutes. Sometimes we're doing it a little earlier today. So if you're tuning in and you find out that this has already happened, we have to make some adjustments that way. I'm just going to do a short thing today because we looked at the last time we were together, which was, you know, a few days ago, last week. I think it was Thursday of last week. We had just talked about false and lying spirits. And 1 John had talked about that in chapter 4. I said we're going to get into a true and loving spirit of God. We are going to get to that, but there's just too much that happened in the quote news cycle, as it were, for me to do that. So I want to cover a couple of things real quick and then send you on your way today. But listen very carefully. We know that something just happened. If you follow the news at all, and I think you probably do if you listen to this program, that there were some more videos released by the ISIS and ISIL and IS and however you want to look at it, these slaughterous, gruesome, bloodthirsty, sick cowards that are Muslims. And there's no mistaking the fact that they're Muslims. Now, there may be a lot of Muslims out there who say, that's not what I'm like. Okay, that's fine. I would say the same thing about the idiotic, stupid, bizarre, quote, Christians that are at Westboro Baptist Church. They're not my brothers in Christ. So and I'll say that publicly. So here's the deal. Why aren't the Muslims standing up and saying the same things about these supposed heathen dogs that are doing this weird, twisted stuff? There's two parts that I don't understand. Why 21 men would get down on their knees knowing that they're going to have their heads cut off. They know that. With me, I would fight and kick and bite, and that would not be a good video because I wouldn't walk out in an orange suit. They'd have to. They'd kill me before they ever got me in an orange suit. So, and I guess that's because maybe some of these guys have never been in the military, or it's all fake. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I just don't know how they can get 21 men, all led out by 21 other guys, and they're just going to get down on their knees and perform for a video and then have their heads cut off. I don't understand it. I'm not sure I ever will, unless I look at it from a biblical viewpoint. So I just want to bring up two things that are so pointed. We need to wake up. The specific message from ISIS or ISIL, however, what do you want to say, from these Islamic State militants, is that they are basically, I'm going to read the comment that was made by Franklin Graham first, because it's specific. The militant Islamic terrorist group, ISIS, has released a video called, quote, listen, a message signed with blood to the nation of the cross, specifically pointed at people who are Christians, saying, we're coming, do this to every Christian. I mean, I don't know how much more pointed you can get than that. They specifically did this. The 21 victims were Christian men, Christians about the cross. That's the specific message that came in this. Let's see how the White House did that. Here's the White House's take on that. White House, the United States condemns the despicable and cowardly murder of 21 Egyptian citizens in Libya. See, they changed one word, actually two, because it was Coptic Christian, but they went from Christian to citizen. Innocents. They keep calling them innocents. They're innocents. And they talk about the barbarity, the barbarous attitudes, the horrific things they've done. But look what it goes on. It says, the affiliated terrorists against the people of the region, including the murders of dozens of Egyptian soldiers. So they want to take it out into a broader spectrum, and our president does not want to mention the name of Christ about Christians. Even the Pope, who I think is whacked, said, I read about the execution of those 21 or 22 Coptic Christians. Their only words were, Jesus, help me. They were killed simply for the fact that they were Christians. I think a lot of this is focused towards the Catholic Church. And if you're a Catholic, if you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and understand what he did and know that you have direct access to God through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you don't know that, you can be a Catholic all day long. If you think you have to go to a priest to get to God, you're in trouble. But if you've come to know Jesus, you happen to go to a Catholic church, I don't know why you don't leave, but if you do go to a Roman Catholic church, yeah. But it's kind of pointed that way, but it doesn't matter because in a Muslim's view, that they are a representative of the cross. So this is about Christians, and they're using Coptic Christians out of Egypt. Now, I want to read all of, now forget about what the White House says because they're out of their minds. I want to read what Franklin Graham said. I want to actually end on this, and I'm going to leave you sitting with that until we get tomorrow. We're going to talk about the love of Christ tomorrow, but this is just, it's boiling below the surface, and it's going to bubble over. Listen to exactly what Franklin Graham said yesterday morning at 7:37. The militant Islamic terrorist group, ISIS, has released a video called A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross, showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. Can you imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims had been beheaded by Christians? Where is the condemnation by Muslim leaders around the world? As we mourn with the families of those 21 martyrs, we'd better take this warning seriously, as these acts of terror will only spread throughout Europe and the United States. If this concerns you, like it does me, share this. The storm is coming. What you should understand, he didn't say the storm might be coming. He didn't say this is a possibility of it may be coming to the United States. And the reason is, it's already happened, not by ISIS alone, but people have been already beheaded in the United States. Now, we'd say, oh, that's a fluke situation, a weirdo going into a place and where he worked at a car dealer or a car manufacturer and he just went crazy. Okay, it may look that way. But when you couple it with everything that's happening, then you can say, well, maybe it's a little bit more than that. Maybe it's just a little bit more than that. And I want you to know that it talks in the scriptures in the book of Revelation about, and I saw the ones that have been beheaded for their faith. Beheaded for their faith. Now, it's going to happen. It's not like, well, that could possibly work out. It could happen. It could. Look what it says in Revelation chapter 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand, they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. those who had been beheaded for their faith in Jesus. It's not like, no, this is absolutely going to happen, and I believe beginning to happen. That's what we have to really wake up to. It is beginning to happen as we speak. So we need to wake up to that. We need to make every opportunity, not to be angry and not to say vulgarities and not to shout all kinds of bad things, but to make sure when we hear someone say something like Egyptian citizens, that we correct them, Christians. And when they go, no, Christians specifically, because the message from ISIS was about the cross. So let's make sure it's Christians. It's not just to the United States because we're a Christian nation. This to Christians. It's to Christians. And when we look at and do a cross-section of the United States, people that claim to be Christians believe all kinds of weird stuff. We're talking about those who are truly born again. Because I'll tell you what, if you're not born again, and somebody's going to put you on your knees, and somebody's going to cut your head off, and they say all you have to do is renounce Jesus, renounce your faith, and we're going to let you live, and they will. Convert to Islam, what you live in, they will. That will happen. That will happen. It has happened. Those people have no true faith, and they turn like that, just like that. Okay? So there's going to be two groups of people, I think, or thereabouts. Those like me that are going to go down fighting and screaming, but never going to deny Christ. And those other ones that may not fight and scream, but they're still not going to deny Christ. It's not a matter of whether you fight and scream or not. It's whether you deny Christ. And these people went to their death, and they asked Jesus to help them at their last breath. My point is that we better wake up. It's actually beginning to happen. Now, this may take 20 years, 100 years. I don't know how long the whole process is going to take. But if we look at it biblically, it's not going to take that long. And I believe, I'll tell you what, if you've ever had your wife or a woman and you've taken her to the hospital to have a baby, here's the deal. When labor starts, even if it's a couple times you got to go there because it's the first baby and a couple false lawyers, when it's the real deal, there ain't no stopping it. When you get there, and sometimes before you get there, sometimes in the parking lot or the elevator or the back of the cab, it's going to happen. Well, this is exactly what the scripture talks about. When we feel these birth pains, when there's wars and rumors of wars, when all this pestilence and violence and all this stuff has happened, earthquakes and all those kind of weird weather in diverse places. You know, the second time, we got 7 feet of snow and back east in Boston. We need to wake up and understand that we are in the throes of those birth pangs. I believe they're started, and I believe we need to wake up to that. Again, 10 years, 20 years, I don't know. But we need to wake up to it, and we need to make sure people are stating the truth, and people are not stating the truth. Guys like our president, who is a complete bozo. Bozo. And I live in a country where I can say he's a bozo, because he is. He's like Bozo the Clown. What a dingbat. We need somebody with backbone. We need somebody with strength and the ability to be able to stand up. Stand up for what's right. If you don't stand up for what you believe in, and make sure what you're standing up for is what you believe in. But if you don't, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And it's coming down the pike. So I just want you to wake up and understand. Tomorrow, we're going to look at the love of Christ and the true vision of what it is to have that loving relationship with Jesus Christ. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I'll tell you what, email me, PastorMikeTarsi@yahoo.com, PastorMikeTarsi@yahoo.com, or send a text or go to our site, lighthousecfs.org, lighthousecfs.org, and comment on that. Or get me here at 11 o'clock, and we'll have you can have some comments about what you think about what I just said today and what we need to be paying attention to. So I just pray you have a blessed day. And we'll see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.